The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of conversation. Today is Tuesday, September the 8th, 2015, into the first full week of September. 3 weeks from today, I'll be saying it's the first full week of fall, 2015. I am Doug Steffen. He is Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler is here as well to follow Facebook and the thought process that people go through when it comes to some of the issues of the day. The law, this is New York following California. New York, the second state to ratify the affirmative consent standard, so that now as colleges get started in New York and California this year, there is a new requirement. Only yes can be used as a cue for going all the way, if you will. One way colleges may be able to reduce the incident of campus rape is to work on these requirements. It would seem to me, though, that there's a lot of discrimination against women in general, and that's how these problems begin. I was reading an article in the Washington Post.
How do you mean?
I mean that the way that these things are reported and the way women are treated after they report something has happened to them. There are a lot of things that happen in the system run by men that tend to discount what women say in way too many circumstances. There's a new book out called Datonomics. Datonomics. And it discusses gender ratios, the uneven gender ratios, the way that women are treated, how they get in fact, to some colleges, the way that men are valued differently and in a way better than women are for being able to accomplish the same things in terms of test results, academic grades. The number of men that are admitted to college because they can play football compared to the number of women who are admitted that have the same scores, outrageous. It really is.
That's such a small percentage, though. I mean,
Rich, not at the college I went to.
How many?
Not at the college.
How many?
We had fully one-fifth of the class.
But you're comparing
football.
How many students did you have at Heidelberg?
We had 1,500. We have a class of 400.
And how many of those?
And 100. I remember
on a football team.
I remember one year when I was on the board, and this is what sent me into the wild zone. We had 400 students coming into the class, 400 and some odd. 173 of them were admitted to the football program.
But you only have 53 players on a team. How do you have 173 students?
Do you bring them in and you try them out and you give them you give them various considerations?
So they still get the considerations.
They still get the consideration. Yep. They do for a point.
Well, that's pretty stupid of you guys.
At least the first. Oh, thank you. At least through the first year.
Why would you do that,
Rich? It's what I'm saying is this is the way it's done all over the country. Check any college that has a football program and tell me that there isn't prejudice against women who are not playing. They're not
I
going
think
there
that's
for
such
for
a
activity.
Stupid comparison.
I don't. How is it a stupid comparison? Are you calling me stupid?
No, because I don't think you're comparing apples to apples. Compare it to the. I know a girl who just got a full ride on a volleyball scholarship.
Okay.
So compare the football
one girl
ride to
how many guys got a full ride for various sports activities or volleyball even.
I'm just saying the percentage of full students, when you look at the football program at the whole college, Ohio State, Florida State, whatever, Maryland.
Same, Ohio State is the most sexist college in the whole country, for God's sake.
But you're using the football program to call them sexist.
All right, let's expand it
and
make it the entire athletic program. How's that? Because that, I know, holds water. You don't make a
difference.
I know you'd rather do it, but that's not reality. That's not what's going on. It might be better if it were that way.
If Ohio State gives out 2,000 scholarships a year,
Ohio State brings
in
$40 million a year from its alumni because of the football program. What do you think they're going to do? Ignore it?
And what do you think that money gets used for?
It gets used for more football, so they get more people in the door.
They don't spend a nickel of that money on anything but football?
They spend money on other programs, perhaps, yes. But is that the way to get it? How much money is given to Ohio State because they have an extremely good archaeological department?
I would imagine there's good money there.
You get 40 million a year?
It's not going to compete with the football program, of course.
You're whistling Dixie, pal.
You think the archaeological...
Anyway, but we're getting away from the premise of rape and whatever the problem is. Let's say you even win the argument about discrimination. How many women are being raped on college campuses? We heard the story, was it last week? The seniors
too
have
many.
To notch out.
Well,
that was a private high school. They have to get... There's way too much of this going on. Female consideration is not given equally, in my mind, to male consideration when it comes to dealing with these issues and handling the problem after the fact. Before the fact, there's one bit of discrimination, and after the fact, there's another kind of discrimination, and I just think it's shameful. And that's the nicest thing I can say about it. You can't say that there isn't a problem, because there is. It's a serious, serious problem. As colleges starting all over again, they're facing another year of how do we deal with this?
Anytime you put young kids, alcohol, living away from home together for the first time, there are going to be issues that you have to deal with, and this is certainly one of them.
Well, I don't think some of the colleges are dealing with it particularly well, frankly. I know Heidelberg didn't deal with it well at all. Didn't want it. Nobody, when we had a problem, the Board of Trustees, unless it became a serious public issue, never got wind of it.
Is it really the college? I mean, yes, the college certainly has responsibility.
Well, if it happens on the college campus in the dormitory, sure it is.
Well, yeah.
We were sued
drinking,
by parents.
On college campuses, it's certainly something that they are responsible for keeping an eye out on and controlling. But at a certain point, personal responsibility has got to come in here somewhere. When you're an 18, 19-year-old boy,
I disagree with you.
Or an 18, 19-year-old girl, you have to know what is right and what is wrong.
Well,
unfortunately,
parents are not teaching their kids what's right and what's wrong.
Well, and you get away from home for the first time, and all these crazy things start
going
on.
And you get the helicopter mother. Every 5 minutes, she's calling, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
I was just talking to my cousin the other day about his daughter going away to college for the first time, and how they text her, and if she doesn't text right back, freaking out,
Life. Okay, 14 past the hour, food for thought. What happened to the dentist who killed Cecil the Lion? Next on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Kubota. What a great name, isn't it? Think about it.
From I had commercial that just ran. Yeah, I had a Kubota lawnmower for 20 years.
Yeah, they didn't make it, though. Those lawnmowers are all made by the same company.
It was a gray lawnmower.
Yeah, well, so it wouldn't say, no matter what the brand on it.
They all come with a Bridgestone Stratton motor.
Right, it's a Husqvarna, or it's a Cub Cadet, or it's Kubota, or John Deere. It's all the same mower. Exactly the same. There's not one dime's worth of difference other than the color and the tin work around it. All the same. Okay. How many people remember the story of the Minnesota dentist who killed Cecil the Lion?
Sure.
Who doesn't remember that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Says he's going back to work today. His dental practice will be open as usual.
Really?
So what do you think is going to happen in his office? If you were a client or a patient of his, would you go back to him? Is he a good dentist?
It depends. Did that make a difference? If I like the guy, I'd go back to him.
Yeah. The death of the lion in Zimbabwe has sparked a great debate about trophy hunting in general. So now a lot of African countries, because of international outcry, have instituted or tightened their regulations for lion hunting, elephant hunting, leopard hunting, rhino hunting. I saw a video that Meredith posted on her Facebook page. You probably saw it, Richie. They showed a rhino who somebody had, they use these stun guns, and they knock them out, and then they take a hacksaw and they cut their horn off. And then the animal wakes up, and he's got this big hole in his nose. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. It's horrible. So there ought to be. The three major U.S. airlines that service Africa, American, United, and Delta, no more carrying these trophies. UPS says it will still. FedEx says it will not. If that makes a difference to how you ship things, if it's important to you, I know Meredith won't ship anything else anymore on UPS because they still are shipping these trophies. So, this fellow, Dr. Palmer, I believe is his name, no relation to David Palmer, the president, said in an interview he didn't know Cecil was a named high-profile animal. He believed he acted legally.
And he's right there.
Yeah.
And his family played him.
No, of course they did. The family has received death threats, as well as his office has been threatened with bombing. Officials calling for the U.S. to extradite Palmer back to Africa to stand trial. That will not happen. But he's opening, among other things, said, I think, during the discussion, he'll never practice again. He won't have any patients. All of his patients will leave him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm guessing he won't go hunting again, but because of his own, whatever word you want, whatever adjective that applies to him as far as you're concerned, should that mean he ought not to be able to practice anymore or make a living? I think that's a hard argument to make.
I think the guy was stupid.
He was stupid.
I don't think he should be shamed into oblivion.
No, but he was. It was
a media circus.
The office opens, of course it is, yeah.
But in a year, you won't remember who he was.
21 after, I will. 21 after the hour.
Dark man, down by the water, drunk every Friday, eating the nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions, tigers, who wait in the
you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
On the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend after I draw my pay.
And I talk about drinking on the weekend, and here we got Merle Haggard.
There you go.
Bringing us back to the weekend and then wondering about Monday morning. Merle Haggard in the news, known for helping grow the outlaw country movement back in the 1970s. I don't think he's outgrown his outlaw image at all.
No.
He speaks his mind, doesn't care who hears him or who likes him. So he's given an interview, and he was asked a lot about a bunch of different things. One that struck him was his opinion of the newer country musicians. He had a nice... Well, he was talking about a new singer named Sturgill Simpson, currently opening for Merle on his tour. He says, as far as I'm concerned, he's the only one out there. He comes out, does a great show, that's it. As far as other country musicians are concerned, the rest of them sound like a bunch of blank to me. I can't tell what they're doing. They're singing about screwing up on a pickup, tailgate, things of that nature. I paraphrase that somewhat. I don't find about anything there that helps my life. My music is about helping people's lives. It's hot right now, but he says he thinks it will cool off. So how long has he been around? He's been around about 40 years, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
At least.
Yep. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, has received the Kennedy Center Honors. Career spanning decades. He doesn't plan on slowing down. He says, I feel right now I'm great. I don't have much sign of aging. I've had cancer, so I'm not scared. I ain't scared of nothing. Looks like somebody wants me to be alive, so I'm going to do my best to act like I'm alive. I enjoy playing and singing and traveling. It's a little rougher every year, but maybe they ought to be out there and fix some of the roads. So, you agree with Merle Haggard, new country is not as good as old country. I agree with him 100%. I think the new country music is crap.
You guys sound like just cockney old man.
No, I like
it's
you.
Not as good as because let me tell you something. Country's never been as popular as it is today.
Very popular because there's great promotion in it. People are smart that are running the country music cavalcades, and So they're doing a good job with it. I don't happen to think it's anywhere near as good. When I find a station that plays what they call classic country, I listen to it. I like it. Don't like the new stuff. Don't identify with it at all.
But that's just it.
Of identifying with it, yes?
Yes. Just because you don't identify with it doesn't mean it isn't good.
It's not good for me. Everybody everybody discusses this on their own personal taste. I'm just telling you, as far as I'm concerned, it isn't working for me. The old country works for me, new country doesn't. So, therefore, Richie, I think we'll move along.
There you go.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com, excuse me, from General Motors. This is very cool. You got to watch this. This is a time-lapse video showing a restoration done to one of the Corvette convertibles that was sucked into a sinkhole a year or so ago. The car was significant to GM because it was the 1 millionth Chevy Corvette that was built.
This was the sinkhole at the Corvette Museum, not just any Corvette.
At the museum,
at the Corvette Museum with all of these extremely rare Corvettes for one reason or another.
Yep, that's what it is. All right, so check that out, video of the day. Video of the day from yesterday came from Bloomberg News. They present a story on the National Audio Company, the last audio cassette factory, and the owner says he's glad that they held on because business is booming. Listen to this.
I think you could characterize our operating model as stubbornness and stupidity.
That's all you need right
there. Right.
Too stubborn to quit.
Too stubborn to quit. Knows what his market
now,
is.
We're making more audio cassettes than we've ever made.
Good for you, sir. Check out, you're always teasing me about my old audio.
No, it's not a four-minute story and you got to hear it. It's
check
great.
It out. Video of the day at DougStephan.com.
You or your child has a concussion? What now? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. If you've got a concussion, this is the now. If the game is still going on, you're out. No going back, period. No discussion. Warn your child beforehand. If they get a head injury, it's not a suck-it-up moment. It's a quit-the-game moment. Cognitive rest is the mainstay of treatment. This means a low-stress environment and lots of sleep so the brain can repair itself. Even if the cup finals are around the corner, there's no rushing the brain. It takes its own sweet time. Now, this is the part you suck up. Avoid physical activity. No workouts, no practice. Limit cognitive activity. This means not only limited schoolwork, but also video games, computer use, and listening to loud music. Good luck policing that. Teachers, employers should be aware of the concussion and make allowances like giving shorter assignments and more time to deliver them. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
On Good Day, hello, 33 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffens way of examining issues of the day. Some of them serious, some of them not so serious. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. The alleged appearance of Roberta Fasanelli may or may not take place because she's in a brand new technical world. We'll see if we can pull a few plugs here or there because she always has something good to be said. And so we wait for that. Well, we're not going to wait for it because there are other things that we can say about what's going on. Let's talk about Harvard professor Larry Lessig.
What'd he do?
He is running for president.
Oh, good luck.
He exceeded his $1 million crowdfunding goal. So he said, I am going. Matter of fact, he was on this week on ABC. He said he's running for president. I think I'm running to get people to acknowledge the elephant in the room, he said to Stephen Poopoulos. We have to recognize our country. We have a government that doesn't work. We have partisan platforms that are stalemated. He's right. Everything he said, I didn't see him, but I read a review of what he said. I agree with him pretty much 100%. He says, if elected, listen to this, Richie.
Yeah, can't
wait.
He
will be the first referendum president.
Oh.
Promising to serve only as long as it takes to pass his Citizen Equality Tax Act.
What is that?
The bill
that
aims
scary.
At reforming campaign financing,
okay,
voting rights,
all right,
and congressional representation. Once that bill is passed, he says, I will step down, handing over the reins to whoever my vice president is. Hopefully it'll be Carly Fiorina, because I want this guy to be president.
I don't.
Well, that's too bad.
He's a one-ticket...
that's
item.
What we need. One ticket fixes
no.
A wealth of problems.
Oh, he can only deal with one
right.
item. No. What about the other 3,000 things he's thrown at the president?
We'll call up David Palmer to fix that. Okay. So, members of Congress returning from recess today, this is why we need a guy like this Professor Larry Lessig. So, the first thing on the plate is that the government will shut down at the end of the month. Unless they do something. September 30th deadline to fund the federal government. Remember, our calendar year for the feds is October to October 1st to September 31st. Nobody's ever been able to explain that to me, by the way. Anybody ever, you know why we have our calendar? The government calendar year goes from October 1st to September 31st to 30th? Oy. Okay.
I don't know.
On the agenda, beside government shutting down, is the Iran nuclear deal and the Planned Parenthood issue. Huh? What? Why? You're going to defund Planned Parenthood? First of all, they all should be defunded. Any 501c3 should not get one red penny from the taxpayer. You need help? Then
go earn it.
You go
start a Kickstarter campaign.
Do whatever. Go fund me, Kickstarter, whatever, but get out of the government.
Right.
And this is what Larry Lessig wants to fix, Richie. That's why he's running to fix these kind of problems. The story about, I mean, how many times have you heard the Planned Parenthood story? Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's that, but there shouldn't be, never mind what they did or what they don't do. Planned Parenthood does a lot of good things. Abortion's not one of them, but they do other things in their clinic. But does that mean they ought to be subsidized by the federal government? Not at all. No, 501, the only thing that should be run by the government is the government. Nobody should get money from the government, no assistance, none of that stuff. And that's what this guy, Richie, Larry Lessig, wants you to know. Let's see if this comes up in the political debates. Next one is scheduled for next week, I believe. Isn't it on the Cable Not Network?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks what issue is most important to you as the next political debate gets into the focus. A, the economy. B, ISIS and or Iran. C, immigration. D, the tax system. E, whatever else may be out there. I said the economy when I took the poll. Kenny, what'd you say?
Tax system.
Tax system, okay. Well, that's sort of in league with the economy.
Yeah, I'm with Ken. Yeah. Tax.
Well, I'm with him too, but I sort of put that in with the economy. All right. So you go, girls, and you go, boys, and tell us what you think at DougStephan.com. Our poll every day. Thousands of people go there. Yesterday, we asked if you had special plans for Labor Day. 39% of you said you were going to relax with your family and or friends. How'd that work for you? Kenny, did you relax with your family yesterday?
Tried to.
Mm. Richie?
I did. Sunday. Yesterday, actually, I worked.
Right. 26% said it was just another work day. All of us fit into that category. 17% said cooking out. 8% said going to the beach. 7%, when's Labor Day? How many people went shopping yesterday?
I went to Home Depot. It was jammed.
Was it really?
Jammed. Hmm. The guys in there complaining that they were understaffed.
Yeah, they should complain. Okay, so we've taken care of how I believe the political system gets fixed, and so we'll move on. Actually, I want to fix your body. I want to fix your health. I don't want to do it. I want you to wake up, get smart, be healthy. And the way professional and Olympic athletes are doing that is to get on the Neo 40 program, which is related to the nitric oxide program, which is related to Super Beats. Super Beats. I feel like I want some kind of trumpet fanfare. I should actually send you, Richie, the fanfare that I have for Meredith's ringtone. It's really quite, it's regal. And I believe that that's the way we should introduce our discussions for Super Beats.
Okay, here. How about,
Nah.
No? Well, okay.
How about, I can't get it replicated, so you'll have to call me. Anyway. So let's get to the bottom line of this. Great product, great benefits. It's drinking a delicious glass of cherry juice, because now Super Beets taste like cherries, black cherries. You get that, you get full of power. You are opening up your veins and arteries so the blood can get everywhere. The little microscopic, those mini microscopic veins that get into your brain, your muscles, all of your organs. And you're going to get the blood pushed into those. That's what Super Beets does. And the Neo 40 product is basically Super Beets in a capsule, but because it melts in your mouth and gets into your system right away, streamlines into your system within a minute or two, you feel the difference. It opens up your arteries and veins, gets the blood rushing around to your brain, wakes you up. If you're in the gym, it'll give you more muscle power, which is what you want. It's really a fantastic, fantastic find. And I'm happy to be one of the preferred places that they've placed their information, so you can go and take advantage of it by dialing 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. You'll get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry flavor when you order 2 months' supply of Neo 40. Neo 40 we're all taking. We're all using Super Beets. So why... don't get left in the dust. Come on. Do your thing. Call 800-655-4183. Doing your thing means to beat the odds. Be healthier than most. Don't suffer from high blood pressure. Keep the blood pressure where it needs to be with Neo 40 and Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This MultiView report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. One in five won't survive. But we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
All right, 15 before the hour, 45 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Roberta, happy Labor Day. Nice to hear your voice.
Happy Labor Day.
Again.
I hear your voice too, Doug.
Yes, always good. We always
happy to be here.
You are, really?
Yes, I am. I'm thrilled to be
here. Tell the truth.
I know. I miss you guys. You guys are family. I love all of you. You know, I think I spend more time with you guys over the last 20 years than I have with my own family.
Right. We were talking about that earlier. In fact, we all, I think yesterday we said this, didn't we? Jennifer admits, mm-hmm. and so does Kenny and Richie, and I certainly have said this for years. I spend more time with you people than anything.
Yeah.
When Charlotte was alive, I spent all my time with her. With her absence, I find, other than, I suppose, if you take apart or put aside your sleeping habits of the person that you love and sleep with, where you would spend more time with them, I mean, as far as being awake is concerned, we spend more time with each other than with anybody else in our lives.
And awake and engaged. That's the real key.
Engaged.
You know, we're engaged with
anyway.
Each other. You know, most of the time, except when we zone off. When Doug goes off on his rants, we go,
all right. Excuse me. Already she's becoming a pain, and she's got it here. All right. So here's the story of this comedian who criticized overweight people. That has sparked a lot of conversation about censorship on social media. Maybe Kenny and Richie can put this together. This is the actress is Nicole Arbour, a British lady, right?
No. She's a U.S. comedian.
Right.
And she posts...
Video called Dear Fat People.
She posts rants on Facebook and YouTube, and she's extremely popular, has 500,000 followers on her YouTube channel. But yesterday she uploaded a video called Dear Fat People, where basically she under the guise of I want you to live longer, this I'm doing this for you, just goes full guns a-blazing at them. Stop eating the wrong food. It's your fault you're fat. The video is funny.
Uh-huh.
And it's very hard hitting.
Why? What is it that she says that isn't true?
Well, that's what you'll have to decide when you see it, if you can see it. Because not only the big story here is that the video has been watched 21 million times and is getting reaction from all sides of the spectrum, both loving and hating her take, but for some reason, the YouTube video was taken off yesterday. Her channel was suspended.
Why?
And YouTube thinks, or people think that YouTube suspended it because of what she was saying was incriminating to other people.
Incriminating?
Some
what
people,
does that mean?
Well, they
you mean discriminating.
Hurtful, discriminating,
hurtful.
Hateful.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people think that she pulled the video herself to try and get more attention.
Really?
But yeah, I can't play the video here.
Because?
Language.
Really?
It is hardcore.
Hardcore what? You fat so-and-so?
It's a stand-up comedy routine, basically. Mm-hmm. Think if you're going to a comedy club mm-hmm. and you're going to see a comedian up there. But she talks about having to sit next to fat people on the airplane. Why am I being moved? Why am I losing my seat? Mm-hmm. She talks about making the right choices. Why don't you, why don't you just eat this instead of that? But you have to hear it.
All right. So how is this different than our... We had earlier, we have a My Three Songs contest, and the contest today focused on songs that sort of extol the value and virtue of women who have big butts. And it was nicely done, I suppose. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was nicely done or not. The idea of doing it came from Jennifer Horn, who is one of our strongest competitors. Competitors, strongest presenters and contributors, and all the guys said, "Oh yeah, this is a lot of fun." But I heard from some women who didn't think it was so much fun.
So
is it just it's a taste thing as much as anything else? I think the message. There are two things here to be discussed. One of them is the message. People are eating the wrong foods. They are killing themselves, and it's costing those of us who do not do bad things for our body more money because we pay in the collective sense. So it's pretty selfish. But most people don't look at it that way. They look at what tastes good, what's cheap,
And she does say in the video, she says, listen, some of you have some health issues that are causing your weight gain, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
But for the rest of you, just stop eating.
Yeah.
Is what she basically says.
Don't stop eating. Stop eating the wrong things, and yes, too much of anything.
You have to, the question is it?
Your stomach will tell you 20 minutes after you've had too much to eat that it's full.
Are we trying to make fat okay so that everybody can be comfortable with it, and is fat shaming out of bounds?
51 after on Good Day.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro.
What is the price of one piano compared to the terrible crime that has been committed here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Does your dear goodbye? Oh, I thought you said your dear did not back.
That is not my fault.
Do you know what kind of a burn it was? The exploding kind.
Very good stuff from Peter Sellers. Who...
My favorite line, do you have any songs for that mean kid?
Peter Sellers was born in the state in 1925. He died fairly young, as I recall. It seems to me he was in his 60s and had like a heart attack and went bingo like that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's right, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man.
Trivia question for Chucker.
Yes,
for Chucker. And I'm not sure. I think this is the case. Was he the first James Bond?
No, that was him.
Casino
that
Royale?
Was Niven. That was David Niven.
No, that was David Niven.
Yeah, David Niven.
Did he play James Bond?
No.
No.
No. No. Okay.
No, he was never in a James Bond movie. All right, but good. Listen, Richie, all Englishmen look the same and sound the same. Why not?
I'm a British racist.
I know, you're right, yes.
No, I think you went to see some James Bond movies.
Yeah,
he did. But see, look.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Sellers, Casino Royale.
That was...
Maybe he was in it? But he wasn't James Bond. Okay.
No. He might have been in it. Yeah, because that was a real spoof. That was the one that wasn't done by the Broccolis.
Yes.
It was just a, it was
a pure spoof movie.
It was a spoof, yeah. I do think he was in that. You're right about that. Pink Panther Strikes Again. That's where that audio came from 1976. The Pink Panther in the focus in movie music as we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to overview the movies that did the best this past weekend. I'm going to give you my review of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Chuck, I'm sure, has a review, and so we get the numbers as well coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, Chuck Curry with a review. Let's go through the top five from the weekend first, Chucker, and then we'll do some ancillary stuff.
Okay, Doug, the faith-based film War Room, I got the three-day totals, did $9.4 million over the weekend, $25 million in 2 weeks. Goes to show you, there's a market for yep. faith-based movies.
Cost them $3 million bucks to produce.
Out on a budget of $3 million yeah. to make $25 million in 2 weeks is coming out of nowhere is pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
Straight Outta Compton, number two, doing well four straight weeks, $8.8 million, $148 million to date. What is the third? I can't even. Oh, A Walk in the Woods with Nick Nolte and Robert Redford. Also doing pretty well, around $10 million in its opening weekend.
I've heard a few reviews. They say that's supposed to be a pretty good movie.
Must be a good movie, yeah. Right.
That's all I got. I went to see, you could review Man from U.N.C.L.E. I went to see the documentary Steve Jobs, The Man and the Machine.
Produced
by CNN. I liked it. I thought it was a.
Is it in wide release?
No, it's only on 30 screens. Actually, it's at the community theater in my
neighborhood. When are they going to wide it? When does it get wide release?
I don't think it's going to get wide release. It'll probably pop up on CNN in the next 60 days.
Let me get this straight.
It's in the art house circuit. But
CNN releases this movie, and they release it in 30 markets, and they choose the Poconos?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know why?
Because
nobody
CNN.
Else wants it.
Okay. I think it sounds like a great
idea. And all bookers sort of like plotted it there. But, I thought it was an interesting watch. You know, speaking of Steve Jobs, it was a really terrific reaction to Danny Boyle's new Steve Jobs movie at the Telluride Film Festival over the weekend. That film opens October 9th. Michael Fassbender reportedly gives a great performance to Steve Jobs, and from all reports, this will be a major Oscar contender. If you watch the trailer, it really looks really good.
I wonder. All right, wait a minute. I'm going to do my review of A Man from U.N.C.L.E. I only have 45 seconds.
Go ahead.
I didn't, but Chucker wasn't here, and I wanted him to tell me about Henry Cavill. Yeah, you have to shut up. All right, Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer, and the movie set itself up for more. It hasn't done what seemed to be spectacular, but it's been very consistent. I tried to get in to see it three times before I could actually get into the theater, and I thought it was a very rewarding. It's not crazy, violent, shoot 'em up, kill 'em, blood everywhere. It's a good story that's fun.
How's the chemistry?
Very good, I thought. I thought the chemistry was good. I don't know. I'm trying to remember where Cavill has been. What's he been in?
He's Superman.
Oh, Superman. Okay, so there you go. All right. Yep. Yeah, it was good. So go see The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, like mashed potatoes. It was better the second time around.
No, thank you, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.